ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1। चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड द हिस्ट्री ऑफ द लाइफ ऑफ अजामिल। टेक्स्ट नंबर 6। अधुनेह महाभाग यतैव नरकानर नानोग्र यातनानेयात् तन्मे व्याख्यातुम अर्हसि। अधुनेलेशन पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। ओ ग्रेटली फॉर्चुनेट एंड ऑपुलेंट सुखदेव गोस्वामी, नाउ काइंडली टेल मी हाउ ह्यूमन बीइंग्स मे बी सेव्ड फ्रॉम हैविंग टू एंटर हेलिश कंडीशंस इन विच दे सफर टेरिबल पेन्स। परपोट। इन द 26th चैप्टर ऑफ द 5th कैंटो सुखदेव गोस्वामी हैज एक्सप्लेन्ड दैट पीपल हु कमिट सिनफुल एक्टिविटीज आर फोर्स्ड टू एंटर हेलिश प्लैनेट्स एंड सफर। नाउ महाराज परीक्षित बीइंग अ डिवोटी इज कंसर्न्ड विद हाउ दिस कैन बी स्टॉप्ड। ए वैष्णव इज पर दुख दुखी, in other words he has no personal troubles but he is very unhappy to see others in trouble. Prahlad Maharaj said, my lord, I have no personal problems for I have learned how to glorify your transcendental qualities and thus enter a trance of ecstasy. I do have a problem however, for I am simply thinking of these rascals and fools who are busy with maya sukha, temporary happiness, without knowledge of devotional service unto you. This is the problem faced by a Vaishnava. Because a Vaishnava fully takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he personally has no problems. But because he is compassionate toward the fallen conditioned souls, he is always thinking of plans to save them from their hellish life in this body and the next. Parikshit Maharaj therefore anxiously wanted to know from Sukhdev Goswami how humanity can be saved from gliding down to hell. Sukhdev Goswami has already explained how people enter hellish life, and he could also explain how they could be saved from it. Intelligent man must take advantage of these instructions. Unfortunately, however, the entire world is lacking Krishna consciousness, and therefore people are suffering from the grossest ignorance and do not even believe in a life after this one. To convince them of the next life is very difficult because they almost become mad in their pursuit for material enjoyment. Nevertheless, our duty, the duty of all sane men, is to save them. Maharaj Parikshit is the representative of one who can save them. And once again, Srila Prabhupada one time commented on this verse very nicely about the compassionate quality of Parikshit Maharaj. Prabhupada is saying that Parikshit Maharaj is here not even seeing the suffering of the hellish conditions of a conditioned soul in hell. He is not visualizing, he is just hearing. But just by hearing, so much compassion is coming out of his heart that he is asking Sukhdev Goswami to give some definite solutions so that all these conditioned souls who are suffering in hell can come out. Prabhupada said that in his own life, Maharaj Parikshit was not unhappy. He was relishing Srimad Bhagavatam in ecstatic trance, but still he was worried for the unhappiness of others. Prabhupada quoted, similarly, Nityananda Prabhu also is very much compassionate. Nityanand Prabhu is always happy. There is this song, Aha Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Sukhi, that he is ocean of bliss. But the same Nityanand Prabhu could not tolerate the unhappiness by seeing Jagai Madhai, how they are wasting their life. So therefore he went and preached, took risk and made them Vaishnavas. Similarly, Prabhupada quotes Jesus Christ. Personally, even though he was being inflicted with pain, he was actually tolerating the pain and he was not unhappy. But actually he was unhappy to see that how all the other people who were tormenting him were going to hellish destination. So he was actually praying for all these people. Similarly, Haridas Thakur, he was also praying for all those persecutioners who were beating him in all those 22 marketplaces. So this is quality of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is para dukkha dukhi. And this is very natural for a Vaishnava. It is quality of a soul. Srila Prabhupada once cited an example of how he saw that one time a man who had a butcher, who was butcher by a profession, he actually killed a hen. And while killing a hen, that butcher also had his son next to him. So the butcher was enjoying the fun of the hen trembling because of being beheaded. But the child was crying in pain to see the hen in pain. Similarly, a devotee is pained to see other people in pain, in suffering. That is a natural quality which comes out in devotees. Of course, this is a quality of a pure devotee when he says para dukkha dukhi. When he says the pain of others, he is pained himself. In conditioned state, it is not like that. In conditioned state, many times people become happy to see others being pained. Para dukkha sukhi. They become happy when they see other in suffering. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays in Amar Jivan that para sukha dukhi sada mitya bhashi. Para dukkha sukha karo. He's saying that he is representing the conditioned soul. He's a pure devotee, but he's saying that I become happy when I see others suffering. Actually, it's a fact. Many times when we are miserable and mind is very miserable, things are not going in our way, and we see a happy devotee, we become even more miserable. Why? Because why this devotee is so happy? I'm miserable and this fellow is experiencing happiness in Krishna consciousness. And not only that, para dukkha sukha karo. And we are hoping that someone else should be also miserable like us. And finally, if we find one devotee who also is somehow or other that day miserable, we become happy. At least one more partner I have got. We feel encouraged that I am not the only one miserable. Of course, this is a neophyte way of encouraging ourselves that everyone is in the same state of life. But a pure devotee, he is always distressed when he sees someone unhappy. So, anyhow, real Vaishnav is a well-wisher for everyone. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur he quotes in his one of his purports that a Vaishnav is actually well-wisher to even Krishna also. The verse Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam, the 9 process of devotional service, Srila Prabhupada writes in the 7th canto, he quotes Bhaktisiddhanta explaining the 9 processes of devotional service. And there in Sakhyam, Prabhupada quotes Bhaktisiddhanta writing there, that Bhaktisiddhanta says that a Vaishnava is well-wisher to Krishna. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati explains that Lord Krishna is always wanting the conditioned souls to come back to him. And is trying and devising so many ways and means to get people back toward it. And a devotee of Krishna, on behalf of Krishna, is doing that activity of reclaiming fallen conditioned souls. Prabhupada says that sometimes a Lord condemns someone, but if the devotee wishes well of that person, then the Lord actually has to deliver that person. That is the quality of a devotee. A devotee is well-wisher to Krishna. Govind was mentioning one time in his Nectar of Devotion classes that he was mentioning a story about a sannyasi, a Vaishnava sannyasi coming to Jagannath Puri during Netrotsav one day before Rath Yatra. And as we know, if you go to Jagannath Puri during Netrotsav, that means Jagannath has just given darshan after a long time. And there is so much of rush. Practically people are pushing each other and throwing each other. To get darshan is a very difficult thing that time. So the Vaishnava Sannyasi entered Jagannath temple premises with the idea of taking darshan of Lord Jagannath. But he was pushed and thrown. So much so that he was beaten actually by the Pandas and thrown aside. And his Vaishnava Sannyasi became angry on Lord Jagannath. And he said, and he told Lord Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, what do you think of yourself? You are so famous because of us. Because Vaishnavas like me are preaching all over the world and they are glorifying you. So people are coming to your temple and visiting you. And you are so proud, you're not allowing us to come and take darshan. And with this intention, we left the place, left the temple. However, Lord Jagannath saw that this my devotee was not given darshan and he was unhappy. So next day when the Rath Yatra took place, this Vaishnava Sannyasi decided not to participate in the Rath Yatra. He was very far away from Rath Yatra. He was standing in a lonely place, but with the idea that let me see the Rath. Lord Jagannath, to reciprocate with him, the Rath travelled and came and exactly stopped at the place where this Vaishnava Sannyasi was standing. And the Rath did not budge even an inch for next 1 or 2 hours. So Lord Jagannath was reciprocating with this devotee. So this is a devotee. A devotee is always well-wisher to Krishna because he is actually trying to reclaim fallen conditioned souls back to Godhead and trying to serve Krishna in this way. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is quoting the example of Prahlad Maharaj. That how Prahlad Maharaj, he is praying to Lord Narsingdev that please deliver all the conditioned souls in this material world who have forgotten you. He is personally praying nothing for himself. He is asking no benedictions for himself. But he is asking for favor towards all conditioned souls. So this is quality of a Vaishnava as Srila Prabhupada exemplifies. One time Srila Prabhupada, one time Bali Maradana Prabhu, he narrates this story that he was sleeping in the night and he was that time the personal servant to Srila Prabhupada. And at 1:30 in the night, the bell rang, Prabhupada's bell rang. So immediately woke up and ran to Prabhupada's room. Prabhupada was sitting there translating some book under a small lamp. Prabhupada called him, made him sit next to him. And Prabhupada told him, Prabhupada was in choking voice speaking, that see how a powerful Vaishnava Prahlad Maharaj is. He is himself a pure devotee, but he is praying for others. And Prabhupada said, this is a Vaishnava. He should be compassionate to all. And Bali Maharaj Prabhu was thinking that at night 1:30, Prabhupada is calling him and speaking about Prahlad Maharaj. Prabhupada actually moved by the powerful compassion of Prahlad Maharaj. And Bali Maradhan Maru was thinking that similarly Srila Prabhupada also is so compassionate. Right now everyone is taking rest, but he is still awake, translating books for everyone. So Srila Prabhupada also was a compassionate preacher. So today we thought of speaking something, drawing some parallels between Srila Prahlad Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. How both were very compassionate to all conditioned souls. Srila Prabhupada, Prahlad Maharaj, that Prahlad Maharaj is the topmost surrendered devotee and therefore he is a Mahajan. Why is a Mahajan? Because he did not care for any social conventions. Prabhupada quoted Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj, he did not care for any social conventions. He rejected his own guru so that he could serve Lord Vamandev. Gopis, they did not care for any social convention. They rejected their family because Krishna was calling them. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj, he rejected all social conventions. Prahlad Maharaj was standing there and here was Lord Narsingdev killing his own father. Prabhupada says, Prahlad Maharaj could have told Lord Narsingdev, please don't kill him. But Prahlad Maharaj thought that let Lord Krishna's will be executed. He did not interfere. In fact, Prabhupada says, see Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu, his father was being killed by Lord Narsingdev and Prahlad Maharaj standing with a garland to glorify Lord Narasimhadev. That is the quality of Prahlad Maharaj. That means he did not care for any social conventions. He was totally a topmost surrendered devotee of Krishna. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada also in his life did not care for any social conventions. We see that as per Vedic injunctions, a sannyasi should not travel across the sea because it's a polluted land in the West. But Prabhupada rejected the social convention of a sannyasi and traveled. Srila Prabhupada, as a sannyasi, he performed the marriage ceremonies of his disciples, which is unheard in history till now. But Prabhupada did that because Prabhupada knew there is no one else and I have to do it. So Prabhupada did so many things which were against social conventions, but for preaching and showing compassion. That was Prabhupada's compassionate nature. One time a devotee wrote to Srila Prabhupada a letter asking permission to take divorce from his wife. And Prabhupada agreed. Generally you don't allow anyone to take such a step. How is it that you agreed with this person, you allowed him? And Srila Prabhupada told that even if I would have said no to him, he would have not followed my advice. He would have continued and taken a divorce. So already he is making one injection of Shastra. But now, if I say no to him and he does, he will break one more injunction. That is, avagya to disobey spiritual master. So I said, okay, agreed. So that is Prabhupada's compassion, going against social conventions. Srila Prabhupada also said of Prahlad Maharaj, that Prahlad Maharaj had full confidence in Lord Krishna and therefore he could preach boldly. We can see Prahlad Maharaj's life, what boldness he had in preaching. Prahlad was not a big person, he was a 5-year-old boy. And see his boldness in preaching to Hiranyakashipu, Shanda and Amarka. The first time Hiranyakashipu called him on his lap and asked him, what is the best thing you have learned in school? Prahlad Maharaj could have kept his Krishna consciousness to himself. In a secret way, he could have practiced Krishna consciousness. Generally, that's what everyone does socially. Generally, when a devotee is new in Krishna consciousness and he sees that his parents are very opposed, what he does? And we also advise him, don't chant at home, chant in the garden, somewhere else. But Prahlad Maharaj, he was not saying what is the best thing. He didn't say something else, no. Some jack angel went up the hill, something like that. Some poetry in the school. He told Hiranyakashipu, Tat sadhu manne asurvarya dehinam. He called him, O best of asuras, O king of demons. You are uselessly wasting your life in material pursuits, getting attached to a material body. And what should you do? You should leave this. Prabhupada specifically writes in translation. Prahlad Maharaj meant Hiranyakashipu should go to Vrindavan and perform devotional service. That is bold preaching of Prahlad Maharaj. So Hiranyakashipu, that was a little mild. So he sent Prahlad Maharaj back to school. The next time he called him again and made him sit on his lap. Again asked the same question. What did you learn best from your teachers? And Prahlad Maharaj, he knew that his teacher was only one, Narad Muni. He never considered Shanda and Amarka as teachers. So therefore, he took it very plainly that I have to tell something which I learned from Narad Muni. And this time he went one step ahead. What you should do? Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam. He mentioned the 9 processes of devotional service to Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was enraged. And he further questioned him, and Prahlad Maharaj answered in a more bold fashion. He told him, Nate vidu swartha gati mi vishnum durashayahi bahir arthamanina. He told him that a person who is entrapped by due to enjoying material life, he takes his material body to be his self. And such a person takes shelter of a person who is similarly blind. Andhan yathandir upaniyamana. A group of blind men all fall into ditch. Similarly, Hiranyakashipu, you're also taking shelter of a blind man and you're going to fall into ditch. And therefore, what is the solution? The next verse, Prahlad Maharaj says, the only solution is Naisha Mati Stoya tavad urukramangring. And he mentions that the only solution is you should apply the dust of the lotus feet of devotee on your head. So this is the bold preaching of Prahlad Maharaj. He also preached the same way to Shandan Amarka. And we can see Srila Prabhupada also in a similar fashion was always bold in preaching. Why? Because he was fully confident on Krishna. He always depended on Krishna. Prabhupada once said that I am an ordinary person from India, but see, I can even defeat scientists and philosophers. Why? Because we have taken shelter of Krishna. We have full confidence in Krishna. And therefore Krishna is giving intelligence to us to even defeat all these well-educated scientists and philosophers. That was Srila Prabhupada. And that's a pure devotee. A pure devotee does not expect something from the material world, and therefore he can speak the truth. Therefore, we find in the material world a sadhu and a child, because they don't expect anything from an outsider or from anyone else, they speak the truth. Generally, therefore, in family matters, the child is kept away when confidential matters are discussed. Why? Because the child hears, he will just speak it out. Because he speaks the truth, he doesn't expect that thing. He is not expecting anything from others. Similarly, a sadhu doesn't expect anything from the material world. He speaks the bold truth. Like one time, Rajvihariapu was giving the example, story of that, how three so-called saints, spiritual leaders of America, very famous, they came to meet Srila Prabhupada. Forgot their name, Yogi Bhajan, something like that, three names were there. So this person, the three people, they came and they started glorifying Srila Prabhupada. Swamiji, you have done something which no one has done yet. You preached the principles of Krishna consciousness purely. You taught them four principles of devotional, four principles of regulation. Made them follow. Made them chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds. It's amazing. How can you do so? We could not do it. We are to compromise. But you boldly presented Krishna consciousness, and now, even though you boldly presented, we see you have so many followers. And Srila Prabhupada was not taken aback by the flattering of this so-called saints. He immediately pointed out to them that I am teaching proper things, and you know that you are compromising, and still you are teaching. So one who teaches what he does not believe himself, who is he? He is a cheater. So Prabhupada told him that you are a cheater. So Prabhupada boldly preached. Prabhupada did not kind of flatter them and encourage them. Prabhupada said, you are cheating. You are cheating people and giving them something which is compromised principles. One time a lady, saint, she came to meet Srila Prabhupada. And she was calling Srila Prabhupada, inviting Srila Prabhupada to come for a peace conference, where she had called many more saints to come and speak on the peace, how to maintain peace in this world. And Srila Prabhupada told her immediately. Actually, Prabhupada rejected her proposal and said, it's impossible to have peace in this material world, Prabhupada said. Srila Prabhupada said that your idea of having peace in the material world is to make a toilet a better place to live. Prabhupada told her that if you go to the toilet, what you do? You complete your business, come back again. You don't go back there and make the toilet, decorate the toilet so that you can stay there long. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada, in this way, was very bold in his preaching. Why? Because he was fully confident on Krishna. And therefore, he could preach boldly. Srila Prabhupada also once told that Prahlad Maharaj's paradukha dukhi is a Vaishnava. And Vaishnava, therefore, should not be interested in nirjan bhajan, Prabhupada said. We can see Prahlad Maharaj's own life. As I mentioned, he did not keep his Krishna consciousness to himself. He presented it. He spoke the truth. Even he presented Krishna consciousness to his schoolmates. The extra time he was getting in tiffin hours, Prahlad Maharaj didn't want to go do his nirjan bhajan there, some extra rounds, extra reading. He got an opportunity, he saw the opportunity and he preached Krishna consciousness. And what kind of preaching? In two chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, Prahlad Maharaj starts from basics. Sense gratification is useless. How people are wasting human form of life. And he takes them in two chapters to pure devotional service. That how one should execute unalloyed devotional service to Krishna. That is Prahlad Maharaj's expertise in preaching. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada Prahlad Maharaj preached. He never preached about Nirjan Bhajan. He only preached about how to save other conditioned souls. Srila Prabhupada mentions that a devotee therefore should not imitate great acharyas like Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj or Haridas Thakur to chant more and more rounds. He said, we should be like Prahlad Maharaj and Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur. Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur actually wrote a book, Vaishnava Ke, where he sings the song that Dushta Mana Tumi Kishera Vaishnava Pratishtaratare Nirjanare Ghare. He mentions that, oh my dear mind, you are a dushta, you are a wretched soul, you are a wretched mind. Tumi Kishera Vaishnava, what kind of Vaishnava you are? For your own profit and adoration, you are going and doing Nirjan Bhajan. You are not caring for others. Bhakti Siddhanta also preached in this way. One time Srila Prabhupada received a letter from a devotee from Australia who was doing nice service, but suddenly he wrote to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, give me blessings and permission. I want to construct a hut near a temple so that I can do chanting Hare Krishna. I can spend more time in chanting of Hare Krishna. After some time, Prabhupada received another letter from him. Prabhupada, I wished my godbrothers are troubling me too much in that hut. They come again and again with some management issues, with some services. So give me permission to go to Mayapur and chant under a tree. After some days, Prabhupada issued another letter. This time he was asking permission that please give me permission to come back from Mayapur back to Australia, and then give me permission that I will have no service in temple and I'll just chant extra rounds. So Prabhupada wrote back to him, told him, these three things you have done, first constructed a hut, then went to Mayapur and came back again, shows how your mind is so flickering. With this flickering mind, how can you chant Hare Krishna throughout? So therefore, engage in Krishna consciousness practically. Don't engage in something which you cannot do it. Don't imitate. Be practical, Prabhupada told him. Srila Prabhupada also told Prahlad Maharaj was very tolerant while he was preaching. You can see from the life of Prahlad Maharaj, practically, we can say it was a child abuse case. 5-year-old boy being abused by his guru, Chanda Namarka, and also abused by his father, Hiranyakashipu. But what was his stand? His stand was, he was tolerating that so that, because he could not tolerate their painful condition, their suffering condition of material life. This was Prahlad Maharaj's tolerance. He tolerated everything so that he could preach to them. And at last, he even prayed to Lord Narsingdev to deliver his father. That was Prahlad Maharaj's tolerance. Srila Prabhupada also, while preaching, was very tolerant. At all times, initial days and later, every time Prabhupada tolerated so many things. Initial days, Prabhupada tolerated all these new hippies coming to him. Last time, Rajivari was explaining so many nice stories of how Prabhupada was tolerant to so many activities all these young aspiring devotees would commit. I was reading from Satsarup Maharaj's book. There he mentioned that there was one hippie, a weird hippie. His name was Rabbit. And he would play trumpet. And Prabhupada would do kirtan. So Prabhupada allowed him to play trumpet. And Prabhupada saw that he was actually very much relishing chanting. But one day, in the middle of the lecture, this rabbit challenged Prabhupada. He told Prabhupada, what is your chanting going to do? Is it going to save humanity? Is it going to do anything to the world? And Srila Prabhupada asked him, are you happy chanting Hare Krishna? And he said, yes, I am feeling happy. But what about the world? And Prabhupada said, if you are feeling happy chanting Hare Krishna, similarly, one by one, everyone will feel happy chanting Hare Krishna, and in this world, the whole world will be peaceful by chanting Hare Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada had to answer in the middle of his class these kind of questions. One time Srila Prabhupada had just entered the room and has just sat on the Vyasasana when a fat lady, she yelled to Prabhupada loudly, so what are you going to do now? Who are you? What is your message? And why are you here? And she was continuing for many, like kind of minutes, speaking all this to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada just kept his head down. and he was murmuring something. And the devotees who were in the front, they heard. Prabhupada says, it is the darkest of the darkness. Similarly, one time, one boy was regularly coming to the program in initial days. He suddenly came in the middle of the lecture and told, Swamiji, please come. There is a riot outside and people are going to fight. Unless you come, the riot will not end. You have to come. And the devotee was thinking that why Swamiji should go for solving this small problem. But he was persistent. No, Swamiji, you should come. You should come. So Prabhupada saw this and Prabhupada said, okay, I'll come. But actually what happened? Later there was no riot and Prabhupada also did not go. So Prabhupada had tolerated all these things in initial days. And still Prabhupada was always accused. Bhaktisiddhanta writes a story about how there was a man, a boy, who was flying a kite on a terrace. And he was on the edge of the roof. And he was so immersed in flying the kite, he could have fallen any time. So one man shouted from down, hey you, can't you see? You're going to fall down. But this boy, he was so proud, he started abusing him. Why you disturb my kite flying? So this happens. When you're preaching, you're compassionate. You have to be tolerant also when people accuse you for something which you have never done. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada was always tolerant, very compassionate. Srila Prabhupada also mentioned Prahlad Maharaj's quality, that Prahlad Maharaj was administered poison. But still, because of his Krishna consciousness, nothing happened to him. And Prabhupada says that while preaching and being a devotee, one will come in his life, he'll come across many poisonous situations. But if he just continues like Prahlad Maharaj, he will not be affected by that poison. And Prabhupada mentioned that how in initial days in 1971, there was a poison which was spreading in ISKCON. That was in Los Angeles. Prabhupada had come to Los Angeles, which was the headquarters at that time in the Western world. And Prabhupada saw strange things happening there. Prabhupada saw, first of all, that when he drank Charanamrit, in a Charanamrit there was, instead of sugar, there was salt. Next, Prabhupada took a book which was printed recently, and he saw it was written, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. There was no Prabhupada. Then one devotee came with a fresh book from the binder. Prabhupada held the book and the binding ripped off. One servant was clearing Prabhupada's room. Prabhupada saw that his devotee, while cleaning Prabhupada's room, took Prabhupada's photo and put it upside down. So all these things were happening and Prabhupada was thinking that something is wrong here. And he saw that there were some people, leaders in that temple, in that big temple, who were actually misguiding everyone. Prabhupada even asked once during his lectures, so is everyone chanting Hare Krishna? And many senior devotees raised their hands and said, Prabhupada, we are not chanting 16 rounds. We have so much of service. And Prabhupada was thinking, if seniors are not chanting Hare Krishna, what will happen to the new people who come to Krishna consciousness movement? So Prabhupada sensed something that these people, especially these four leaders, were doing something wrong. And he saw a conspiracy behind the whole thing. But Srila Prabhupada, in his compassionate way, what he did was, he gave sannyas to all these four devotees. And Prabhupada told his disciples that, because if they take sannyas, they have to go and preach now. And when they preach, what will happen is, they will get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So in this way, they will not be affected by committing sinful activities to the Guru. I have not taken seriously their mistake. But definitely they will get more mercy by preaching. So therefore I am giving them sannyas. And later, when Prabhupada was in Japan and in Hong Kong, Prabhupada mentions that Prabhupada said poison has spread even here also. In Prabhupada's Vyas Puja, there was a blunder committed by devotees in Hong Kong. And Gurujan Prabhu was there. So Prabhupada, therefore, taking this chance, he went to India actually and started preaching there. Later, Prabhupada recalled 1977. This incident happened in 1971. And Prabhupada said that this is all Yog Maya's potency. That Yog Maya bewildered these four devotees so that they can preach Mayavad in ISKCON, preach that Srila Prabhupada is God. And therefore, what happened? They were given sannyas and they went out to preach. And what happened, one devotee was mentioning, Srila Prabhupada said that these four devotees, in turn, what they did? they went and preached, and they opened new centers of Krishna consciousness, and so many devotees came. The devotees mentioned that during those time, we find so many devotees, stalwart devotees of ISKCON today, came in those period when they were exiled. Indradyumna Maharaj was here and speaking about his story of how he came to Krishna consciousness. It was that time that Indradyumna Maharaj was preached and he became a devotee. And Prabhupada says that Krishna had a plan behind all these things. Krishna wanted me to come to India and preach. So he arranged all of this incident so that I can come and preach in India. And because I came to preach in India, we have now flourishing centers in Vrindavan, in Mayapur, in Bombay and many other places. So Prabhupada concentrated his preaching in India because of this. So that was the whole point. So in this way, we can see a pure devotee being compassionate to all conditioned souls. One time, Tamal Krishna Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, who is a Vaishnava? And Prabhupada says, a Vaishnava is one who is very compassionate. That means, he is always eager to preach Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada says, one who doesn't have life, he will never preach. And Prabhupada further mentions that especially an Indian, he has special prerogative of preaching because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered everyone to preach. So that is a devotee, that's the duty of a devotee in Krishna consciousness, to preach the message of Krishna consciousness. It is a duty which comes inherent as you become a devotee. So Srila Prabhupada also urged that he wanted his disciples to help in preaching. We also find Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's asking all the devotees that, I am alone, how much can I distribute this fruit of love of Godhead? Please help me so that I can distribute more fruit. So the devotee in Krishna consciousness, his idea should be preaching but representing Srila Prabhupada. His Holiness Sadhanath Maharaj was mentioning in one of his classes that what is preaching for of us? Preaching for us means to become an instrument of Srila Prabhupada. One should not feel that he is very compassionate and therefore is going out and giving out mercy to conditioned souls. In fact, Govind was mentioning recently in his class that a preacher should be very much reluctant to preach. Why? Because he should always think that material energy is so much influential outside. If I go out, I'll be influenced. I am myself not a proper devotee. What I can go and preach? But reluctance means humility. When he's ordered, you have to go and preach. Then he goes. He takes the order on his head. He goes outside. He does his best. Whatever he can do. Not that just some time pass he does there. He actually goes and does his better. Whatever he can do better. And he knows that he will succeed. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is going to succeed. Wherever you go preaching, there will be success. So when success comes and the devotee has such a mood, what will happen is the success will not go to his head and he will continue preaching. So in this way, this is the mood of a Vaishnava. Where a Vaishnava helps his spiritual master, his predecessor Acharyas, in preaching the message of Krishna consciousness. So in this way, we saw today that how Prahlad Maharaj's compassionate nature being parallel to Srila Prabhupada, and how as a devotee of Lord Krishna, we should be a representative of Srila Prabhupada and Prahlad Maharaj and give Krishna consciousness on their behalf. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Any comments? Thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.